Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama hosts all 10 Association of Southeast Asian Nations at the Rancho Mirage Retreat in Sunnylands, California today and tomorrow. White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas has our report.
The leaders will tackle a range of critical and thorny issues central to this strategic U.S. rebalance to the Asia-Pacific. The U.S. sees its engagement with ASEAN countries as critical to its future security and prosperity. The White House describes ASEAN as a good forum to build an infrastructure to handle a range of issues. One issue, creating some of the greatest tensions, territorial disputes in the South China Sea. The summit will also include talks about problems like violent extremism, cybersecurity, and climate change. Mary Alice Salinas, Rancho Mirage, California.
Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo briefly detained prominent opposition figure Martin Fayulu. That was 2 days before a general strike designed to pressure President Joseph Kabila to step from office. Mr. Kabila is legally required to step aside in December after 15 years in power. Fayulu, president of the Engagement for Citizenship and Development Party, was held briefly for incitement to public disorder. Citizens are being asked to stay home tomorrow to demand elections be held within the constitutional deadline. Vote counting has begun in the Central African Republic in the presidential runoff election there between two former prime ministers who pledged to bring peace and security to the nation. The winner will be replacing a transitional government put in place in 2014 when President François Bozizé was pushed from office. This is VOA News. Turkey says it will continue to target U.S.-allied Kurdish fighters on the Syrian frontier near its borders, despite mounting international pressure to stop. Kurdish fighters backed by the West and Gulf countries have been battling against a Russian-backed offensive by Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's forces on rebels in cities such as Aleppo. Meantime, U.S. Senator John McCain, who chairs the Armed Services Committee, sharply criticized the temporary truce deal signed in Munich last week, arguing that Russia is engaging what he calls diplomacy in the service of military aggression.
Let's be clear about what this agreement does. It permits the assault on Aleppo to continue for another week. It requires opposition groups to stop fighting, but it allows Russia to continue bombing terrorists, which it insists is everyone, even civilians.
The head of the Six-Nation Gulf Cooperation Council says the agreement in Munich to cease hostilities is a signal of hope. A close aide to Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says he's very positive that direct peace talks with the Taliban insurgents will take place soon with no conditions from either side. A four-nation cooperation group of senior Afghan, Pakistani, American, and Chinese officials at their latest meeting in Islamabad agreed on a roadmap for peace and announced that direct talks between the warring Afghan sides would be expected by the end of the month. The death of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia has set off a legal and political debate here in Washington and beyond. VOA's Michael Bowman has our report.
Nominated by President Ronald Reagan in 1986, Justice Antonin Scalia authored some of the Supreme Court's most conservative and impactful opinions, as well as its most colorful dissents. No sooner had condolences and tributes been uttered, attention shifted to filling the Supreme Court vacancy. Senate Republicans, two of whom are vying to be their party's presidential nominee, say no Supreme Court pick will be confirmed until a new president is sworn in next year. If Senate Republicans hold true to their pledge, the November election will not only decide the next occupant of the White House for 4 years, it will determine the makeup of the Supreme Court for a generation or more. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Japanese stocks soared today, shrugging off last week's massive sell-offs. The Nikkei well above 7% higher. Indexes in Hong Kong, South Korea, and Australia all closing on a positive note, while the Shanghai Index lost just under 1% on the first day of trading following the Chinese New Year holiday. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.